This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A key piece of information when you buy a house is whether it's cheap enough to qualify for a cheaper federally subsidized mortgage rate or whether it's a jumbo. If it's a jumbo mortgage, then the borrower typically pays a little higher interest. The jumbo non-jumbo line is different depending on where you live. And it turns out banks love jumbos, but homebuyers lower down the income ladder could be losing out. From the Marketplace Bureau at Oregon Public Broadcasting, Mitchell Hartman reports.
You can hear the sound of construction in many of the hottest real estate markets these days. Houses and condos going up in the $500,000 plus range. Not just builders, but banks like this high end of the market too. It may be counterintuitive, but jumbo mortgages, $417,000 or higher, are more desirable for banks to have on their balance sheets than lower value loans, explains Chris Mayer at Columbia Business School.
These are very super safe loans to borrowers who have significant down payments and are highly qualified.
Plus, banks mostly keep these jumbo loans on their books as long-term assets, meaning less risk and more profit. A jumbo's good for the borrower, too, and typically that's a pretty affluent borrower, says Guy Sakala at Inside Mortgage Finance.
Assuming you've got decent credit, it's easier and more cost-effective to get a jumbo mortgage now than it was leading up to the financial crisis.
The country's biggest banks have significantly increased their share of jumbo loans in recent years, according to Compliance Tech, a fair lending software firm based in McLean, Virginia. And managing director Maurice Jourdain Earl says that's leaving would-be homeowners of color behind.
It's an adverse effect, simply because the access to credit issue is alive and well.
According to Jourdain Earl, the share of black jumbo mortgage borrowers has declined from more than 6% in 2006 to just over 1.5% in 2014. It's down for Hispanics, too.
If there's not as much capital available to make loans to the loan amount and type that people of color and people with lower assets, if those loan types are less available, then there's a squeeze.
And that, he says, pushes them into government-backed loans that tend to be more costly for the borrower. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.